Communications officer for the local Red Cross Society, Rendell Allen, said they are currently hosting a public sensitization campaign on matters of hygiene promotion, and they visited the leeward side of the country yesterday. He said they will visit the windward side of the country later this week, while they also conduct programs focused on dengue fever and chikungunya disease.
From the Red Cross, we are still very much involved in the response phase of the flood operation. The only type of distribution that we are currently undertaking is in hygiene promotion. We have a team that is focusing in South Leeward and North Leeward, doing the distribution of mosquito nets, hygiene kits. Also, we are producing some brochures which would give information on safe water disease prevention. Another concern of ours is dengue and chikungunya disease. So we will be providing information on these in our hygiene promotion.
Mr. Allen said they also hosted a training program last Friday for their volunteers, and next week they will conduct more training on the operations of their newly acquired water purification unit.
Currently, we are also undertaking some training activities with our volunteers. We had one last week. We are expecting to have another one this Friday with some of our stakeholders, which includes the Ministry of Health and CWSA. Additionally, we will be having our water and sanitation training coming up soon, which is slated for next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we have the practical field visit over the weekend. This training basically involves the use of the purification unit, the technical aspects of it, exactly how to use the unit, all the protocols and so on.
Mr. Allen said the Red Cross is also preparing to erect some feedback booths across the country through which persons can voice their concerns in relation to the organization's disaster response programs.
We are also erecting some beneficiary feedback boards, which persons would see in the community by early next week. This would give the community the opportunity to provide the Red Cross with feedback. It would have a comment box attached to it. Persons can say, you know, what we have been doing right, and also they can also give us ideas of how we can meet the needs of the persons in the community. We also have our volunteers who are trained in psychosocial support. They are still very much involved in giving counsel and guidance to persons who are affected by the flood. This is one of the things that we identify as very crucial in our response.
Communications officer for the local Red Cross Society, Rendell Allen. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.